Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs, to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with Dr. Mark and your co-host, Gigi Shimon. We're so glad to have you with us today, and we have so much good stuff for you to empower you to bring your pets and your family the highest possible level of wellness. Dr. Mark, hello.
Hey, Gigi, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the show, and we have an exciting show for you today, and it's always a pleasure to share insights and wisdom and some exciting things forthcoming. So it's great to be here.
Well, we're also proud to be on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we're just, you know, All Paws is really always putting it out there, the best information with the top experts in the field. And we're just very, very blessed to be a part of that group and a part of this network. And we're so blessed that you're listening here today. You know, something's been coming up, Dr. Mark, in dealing with clients and patients, because there's been such a brainwashing that people don't even realize. We're just trained to think about health and to think about illness in certain ways. You know, there was a time in history, Dr. Mark, where they burned scientists and prophets at the stake for having a revelation of truth. And that's what they did with them. People that were very sincere, and I'm sure on some level, you know, wanting to do the right thing, thinking that the right thing was to, you know, to reject any new information. But the nature of our Creator is that Creator is so vast. It's not new information. It's just we start to get bigger glimpses. And as we get bigger glimpses, it looks like new information, but really there's nothing new under the sun, King Solomon said. And we know that's true. But sometimes if we're not familiar with information, we can reject it categorically simply because it's new. Or there can be other well-meaning people who want to burn our information at the stake because they don't understand it. And, you know, Dr. Mark, I find that especially in circles of believers in the Messiah and people that want to live according to the scriptural instructions, that it's very easy if you don't have a personal time in the scriptures going back to the original language, it's very easy to end up with translation issues and apparent conflicts in the scripture, which, by the way, there are no conflicts when you go to the original languages. And so people get frustrated. Then they start to lean on maybe the pastor or the priest or the teacher or the doctor or the other expert rather than learning to develop their own ability to discern what's true, what's not true, and then having the ability to go into the scriptures and really confirm everything for themselves. Haven't you found that, Dr. Mark, in your years of practice?
You know, I really have, Gigi, and I'm glad you're bringing this up because I think it's very relevant for a lot of our listening audience, just because there are some exciting things in frontier medicine that are coming out and that have been available for, as you say, ancient, long time, that we can use for our families just to get well and stay well. But I think you're talking about disruptive technologies also. And that's probably the current term that we hear today, that when somebody has a, oh my gosh, we just went three more inventions past where we're at. That's called disruptive technologies. Usually those are laid out one at a time, you know, whether it's phone technology that you hold on to, your cell phones or televisions or computers, if there's a schedule of when those are released. But at the same time, some of our people that are out there working with animals, working with people, that do have some amazing technology, it kind of falls into that category. You know what I mean? But I know what you're saying, that that people are looking out there. We are looking for things that are working, and we're excited to find those things. But sometimes we have to use that discernment, and that's always the case. I've always been kind of like on that line, if you will, right? And so I've always tried to find the line and then snuggle up right to it and see where everything fits, because that's where the puzzle pieces come together. And in our work, and yours also, Gigi, over the years, there have people that have just questioned the basic things that we call just the way we do our lives, with maybe biofeedback or chiropractic or emotional work and nutrition. And so it's all good, but it's very exciting when you do find the truth, because the truth, folks, will set you free.
And this is the thing, you know, like Pilate said to Messiah, what is truth? Well, the scripture's really clear. There's been a measure of faith given to every human being, and that is your conscience. That's your original connection to Father. If you didn't have that connection to Creator, you would not be alive. You would be a rock. But that is what sets us apart, even from the animal kingdom. We have this conscience. We have this connection. I mean, anyone that's raised children, you remember there. I even remember having a child that I was nursing, and they got their first little teeth, and they started biting, and I was like, okay, no, no. And they looked at me with the most evil grin, like, you know what? I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. How did they know that they shouldn't do it? That's their conscience. That's what we have to help us guide our way. Now, military and police depend very heavily on their conscience, because they can be in combat-like situations where they don't have enough intellectual information really to even save their life. And that's why if you talk to a veteran of war or a veteran of law enforcement, they're going to tell you, you learn to trust your gut instinct. That's how you stay alive. And that's your conscience. Again, a lot of people have different, you know, names for it. I like to call it the internal truth meter, because really the conscience is the best gauge. When you hear something, it's almost like a truth bell goes off inside. It's like a ding. It's clear. It's clean. There's a moment of clarity that comes with it, and an element of liberation. When you hear truth, you're like, wow, you know, even though I never understood things like that, everything in me, including my conscience and my gut instinct, is resonating with the vibration of what you just said to me, even though maybe intellectually I don't completely understand that. Now, am I saying toss your brain out the door? No, 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 no. We've been given intellectual capacity for a reason. We're supposed to hone it, improve it. Like everything, we've been given stewardship over the earth, our bodies, our pets, our families. Our careers, our giftings, these are all things that have been trusted into our care. And Creator made it really clear in the parables that we are expected to increase and bring fruit and bring abundance and bounty with the things that are entrusted into our care. We're not to destroy them, bring them down. And that's really what Dr. Mark and I are all about, is being good stewards over your body, over your soul, over your animals, over your life. And we're here to bring that information so that you can have the latest and also the most effective information that we've found in our 60 years of combined study and training and practice. That's a lot of years that you're getting just handed to you on a silver platter. And that's really, really awesome for you guys. And it's our pleasure to make it that easy for you. But, you know, there's also some tides, Dr. Mark, in the community of believers, which, by the way, Yeshua himself warned us more than anything, any other thing in the scripture, was to beware of a religious spirit, of legalism. You know, he came and he said, I didn't come to destroy the scripture, the law and the prophets, but to bring them to their fullest meaning. But what he did come to destroy was what's known as the Takanot, which is the Talmud and the Mishnah, the oral tradition of Judaism that was adding to, subtracting from, and twisting the interpretation of scripture, the words and the doctrines of men and yea, maybe even devils, according to the scripture. And this is what Mashiach was vehemently opposed to. He lived the Torah. He kept the commandments. He had to be that perfect sacrifice. So we know that he was not telling us to violate the words of the one he said, I only say what I hear him saying, and I only do what I see him doing. So, and that's where a lot of people find conflict in the scriptures, but those are mistranslations. And if anyone has questions about that, I would be glad to share my hundreds of hours of research into the ancient texts and the original languages with you, because I had to find out for myself. I saw the conflicts. I knew something was wrong, and I had to find it out for myself. But we're going to break down some really liberating information right after this break, exactly about what we're talking about on the next level. So stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org. All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. And we were just having a discussion. We really, you know, we want to help you to feel comfortable with what we're bringing to you. That's very important to us. We don't want anything to be an occasion for you to have doubts, because we did our due diligence, but we want to be thorough and share as much of this due diligence with you so that you can have the broadest perspective and the greatest ability to make wise choices for your pets and for your family. So what we were talking about, and really what I want to get into the meat today, is there are of many believers teachings that go around, and I can understand why. Let's just take acupuncture, for example. There's a lot of people in traditional biblical Christianity and in traditional fundamental religions that think that acupuncture is voodoo. I mean, everyone's seen a voodoo doll with needles in it, and then they look at someone having acupuncture, and they're like, oh, okay, that's the same. But it's not. And it's even taught in many Christian circles that acupuncture is a demonic thing. Okay, well, let's, Dr. Mark, let's explore this for a minute. First of all, it's an ancient medicine form. One thing I know when I look back at the scriptures is I see actually that people were much closer to Creator way back than they are right now. And that was because they weren't that far removed from the Garden of Eden. And what I found is that as we make choices to separate from truth and from Creator, we get further and further away from it. So it's been a progression of entropy as humanity has made choices to separate from the wisdom that governs all things. We've gotten worse and worse and more separated and more alienated from the creation itself, and just being able to understand the truths and realities of the kingdom of our Creator through the creation, and just in general in our lives, the destruction of the family. I won't go into the details. I think that's kind of self-evident. So we know this is a very old medicine form. We also know that the information that these people got, we don't know where they got it from. Okay, that much we don't know. But what we do know is they discovered that the body already had built into it points where you could restore the electrical conductivity back to the channels that carry that conductivity to the organs, to the cells. And they discovered that when these points are stimulated, that flow, that natural God-given flow of energy in the body is restored, and great improvement is noticed and experienced in the physical being and also emotional being of the patient receiving these treatments. Now, who do you think made the body like that, Dr. Mark? Was it the devil?
What did it for me is understanding that God is light, okay? Light, the body is filled with light. We have photons and little tiny light particles. The cells talk to each other. So we are light beings, okay? So when you have the flow of energy through the body, God created us. He wired us for sound, I tell our clients. But there are over 70 meridian channels through the body that have been actually identified in the 1960s. Utilizing research. And so I was very captivated by that. But just in my own experience and watching people respond to acupressure, showing them where to touch on their body, because a lot of times when you have a pain in a certain place, you touch it. And that's the first thing you do, whether it's your head for emotions on the frontal lobe or, you know what I mean, you touch your back and so forth. And that touch is the first thing that's required to really make that connection and that flow complete. It's like a circuit. So when you touch something, it connects the circuit. So absolutely. It's I believe our creator has wired us very uniquely, and acupressure, acupuncture is just a natural outflow of how we can respond to rebalancing an imbalanced body, or they call it meridian. And it works very, very well. So I've been doing it on myself and work with people over the years that have had tremendous results. And so it's very exciting.
So Yeshua told us, you shall know the tree by the fruit. And I've been around acupuncture long enough to know that the fruit really is evidence that you're tapping into something that is divinely created. Now, basically, I look at it this way. The Chinese were like the master electricians. They were the ones that figured out the electrical system of the body. And I personally believe that it had to have been given to them by revelation knowledge because it's so profound. Now, a little piece of information to kind of qualify where we're coming from is that in some of the extra canonical books that actually are referenced in the canonical scripture of the Bible. One of them is the Book of Enoch. They talk about the fallen ones bringing the art of writing letters on a page and writing language to humanity when our Creator did not want that to happen. But let's look at it now. What's the fruit? Well, let's say the enemy meant that for evil. Well, Father even took that thing that was out of his order and out of his plan, and he's now turned it for good, and we can read that Bible. We can read these scriptures. We can write love letters. We can write books that help people find the answers for their lives. Writing has become a wonderful tool. So, but if we were going to be really strict fundamentalists, we could go back to that scripture and say, oh, no, this was from the devil. It's evil. So what the whole kingdom of God is about is having your own original connection to your Creator, and allowing Creator to have an intimate communication with you continually so that you don't have to like throw the baby out with the bathwater, because your Creator is willing to show you, hey, there's a baby in that dirty bathwater. Get it out. Don't just have a standard policy of categorically dismissing something because of how it looks or because of how someone told you about it. We are told to test and prove all things for ourselves and to know in our own conscience and to be fully persuaded in our own conscience. And we've got to take another break. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this some more. And maybe you open you up to things that you didn't realize were gifts from your loving Creator. And we'll catch you on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimona. We're having an inspirational conversation about getting a more objective view on some of the things that some people that have limited information, that have not done their homework or their research, or that have been handed down information, have maybe passed on to you that might not be entirely accurate and might be robbing you from the best health that your pets can have and the best health for you and your family. You know, the scripture is very plain in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And it says they have rejected knowledge in the next sentence. So when we're not seeking after knowledge for ourselves, we're just taking somebody's word for it, or it's been handed down for even thousands of years, and we just assume that it's true, maybe we're suffering from a lack of personal knowledge. And really, that word in the Hebrew, lack of knowledge, it's not just head knowledge. It's really talking about intimacy with your Creator. If your conscience is not connected to your Creator, you're not going to be able to get the gut feelings and the impressions that you need to make decisions when maybe you lack the intellectual information that you need to make a right decision. We don't depend solely on our gut instincts, but we use it as a measuring stick, as a truth meter, to help guide us through the learning process of learning what's good, what's beneficial, what's not. We look at the fruit, we look at the outcome. We use all of our abilities to discern what's going to be helpful and what's not going to be helpful in trying to get back to Eden, which is the simplicity of health. And so we were just talking about acupuncture and how I personally don't see how it's possible that the creator of the body, who made the points that revitalize the body, actually could be referred to as the devil. I think that's a really dangerous place to go, and we don't want to go there. So before we dismiss something like acupuncture that is older actually than the Bible being written down, or right around the same time, because the instructions were given at Mount Sinai around 4000 BC, Mount Sinai. So this is a very old medicine form. We see the fruit of it. I have never seen anybody have a negative outcome from properly administered acupuncture. In fact, I have seen evidence that what they have actually done is turn on the innate divine abilities of the body to restore its own function. And these are systems that I see in all of energy and matter that have Father's thumbprint right on it. So I'm not asking you to take my word for it about acupuncture, but what I encourage everyone to do is maybe step back a few feet. Start thinking about it. You know, there's a lot of people in this vein of thought that also say crystals are evil because whatever, witches use them, all sorts of stuff. Well, who made the crystal? Does the scripture not say the earth is our creator's and everything that's in it? Crystals cannot be inherently evil if our Father created them. Now, maybe people use them for evil, just like someone can take $100 and they can feed a hungry family, or they can take $100 and they can go buy drugs or a gun and wreck their life. Money is neutral. Crystals are something that is directly created by our Creator. I actually find it offensive, although I do not take offense, but I find it offensive for someone to ascribe something that was made by the very hands of our loving Creator to the enemy. So here's what happened. No condemnation, no judgment. But we've been handed down information that might not be correct. We've acted on that information, and now we're kind of, the lid's being taken off, and we're kind of seeing it for what it is, that maybe we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater here. I'm just encouraging you to maybe ask some questions and to review things that you thought were written in stone, because energy medicine, which is a lot of what Dr. Mark and I promote on this show, because it's so powerful for your pet's health and for your health. Energy medicine holds some of the greatest promise for cutting through some of the modern problems that we've gotten our pets, that our pets are finding themselves in, and that we're finding ourselves in this modern society that took no regard for the chemical consequences of using poison in industry, for adulterating our food at the genetic level, for the EMF towers and all of the microwaves that we're being beamed with all day long, and the malnutrition that we're suffering from because of devitalized soil and highly processed foods, just having no understanding about really what's healthy. And so these tools have the capacity to really cut through so much of that and make being healthy so much easier. And yet a lot of people have belief systems where they're told, oh, that's darkness. That's from the dark side. Well, you know, I'm going to ask anyone that believes that to present me with some compelling information, some data, some evidence that shows that these things bear bad fruit. Now, I'm going to qualify it with that. I know of three technologies personally that I would not recommend that anyone use because of the people that created them, the way they built them, and how they're interfaced. So you do need to do your due diligence. When you're looking at things like this, test and prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Absolutely. I know it's harder. It's so much easier for someone to just spoon feed you something and say, that's bad. Okay, you don't have to think about that anymore. But we're getting to the point with our health here where we really can't afford to dismiss things that might be the difference between our pet's life and death. I really don't think we can afford that luxury of letting someone else think for us and discern for us. That's why we're here to help you. And if you ever have questions, you can always email us at wellness, W-E-L-L-N as in Nancy, E-S-S, at back2eden.org. That's wellness. At back, B-A-C-K, the number two, not the word, Eden, E-D-E-N dot org, E-D-E-N dot org. And we would be glad to answer any questions that you have, Dr. Mark or I, or have any kind of discussion. We'd love to have you on the radio and have a talk. We would love that because we want to support you in your goal to give your pets the highest level of wellness possible. And we want to make it easy too. And so that's why we're having this discussion today for those that may have been told that things are evil that actually were given to us by our Creator. We want you to consider that. And now we're about to enter into our new segment of our show here on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network at the Back to Eden Radio Show for Wellness for Pets and People. We're having our Food Independence Hour, which really is only half an hour, but we're going to be having very soon at this time in the future our Grow Your Own Easy Gardening System at this segment for 10 minutes. Today, we didn't get it put together. They had another conflict, but they're going to be on next week at this time every week with how to make gardening and growing your own food so easy you can't even believe it. And that's a high technology too, and we honestly believe that this is the one, a perfect example of the kind of breakthrough ideas that people get to help returning to the Garden of Eden make it easier. And so, but we don't have that today, so we're going to continue our discussion right after the break, and then we're going to have Country Joe on, who's going to help us learn how to grow healthy poultry for our animals and for our families right after these messages.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People. And we're so honored to have you here today. And we're really excited to enter our next segment, the Food Independence segment, where you can grow healthy food for your animals easily. And we've got the top experts coming on every week to give you the pointers, the tips, and the hints that you need to do that. And then also, Dr. Mark had to run. So we're just going to tidy up our conversation about the value of things that many people are told are categorically evil based upon the fact that these things were created by our creator. Now, you may say, well, energy medicines and energy technologies weren't directly created by creator. Well, no, but yes. I mean, even Einstein and the greatest minds in history said they had a dream. They had a vision. They had an aha moment. Remember, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no shadow of turning, and that all the gifts and the callings of our Creator are irrevocable is actually the translation of the Greek word, or as it is translated in the King James, without repentance. So just because somebody may not believe the same way you do doesn't mean that their gifts that they have are not from their Creator who made them. Of course their gifts are from their Creator. And I believe every good and perfect gift is from our Creator, just like the scripture says. So I personally have helped to create an energy technology with an aerospace engineer who loves Creator with all of his heart. He's such a beautiful man and such a devout man. And he believes that this information was given to him by Father. I know the information I was given to upgrade what he had already started was definitely a download that I received after much prayer. And then we have this tool that does amazing things. The outcomes, we've never had one negative outcome. The outcomes are really, you know, one could say miraculous. And they definitely shows that what we were given was a direct download from our Creator. These are the times when we need these kinds of breakthrough technologies and breakthrough information to help us deal with some of the modern problems that we're finding ourselves with. And our pets, this technology that I co-developed is really for pet owners, especially high-end pet owners. I'm talking about show animals, income-producing animals like racehorses, studding animals, rodeo animals. Some of these animals are worth $250,000. And you can get a traumatic injury, a gash, an infection, a fracture where you lose your entire investment in addition to losing one of your most beloved friends. And our technology can turn that whole situation around, just like we had on 2 weeks ago. The amazing doctor from North Dakota that had a Great Dane that got thrown out of the sunroof and was dragged for 100 yards. And the vets were like, put him down. And he's now 100% back well. This is what energy medicine can do. So there's literally people that are teaching that energy medicine is from the evil one. Well, our technology that we invented uses color. Who made color? Creator. Sound. Who made sound? Creator. Light. Who said let there be light? Creator. Microcurrent. Who invented current? Creator. And ozone. Who invented ozone? Creator. So, since there's nothing else really going on with that technology, I don't see how anyone could construe in their wildest imagination how this could be evil. And you know what? There's lots of other technologies too. I'm talking about oxygen technologies. I'm talking about magnetism technologies. I'm talking about other light, color, sound, and microcurrent technologies. These are the elements that were created by our Creator. They're absolutely not evil. And here's what's really crucial. There's a scripture that talks about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is one of the mysteries of the kingdom, and I think it's given to us as a door of uncertainty that only those who believe in a loving and a good and a merciful Creator will pass through, because that's a really tricky scripture. But one of the interpretations that I've heard about that scripture, I'm not saying that this is what it says, but it could be, is ascribing the works of the Holy Spirit to the dark side, to the evil one. That's something to think about, especially in light of the conversation that we've had here today. That's some area that I wouldn't want to tread on, just in case that might be what it means. And so really, this whole conversation today is about you guys. I don't want you to go there to a place where pearls are being given to you and you're going to be stepping upon them and not receiving their full value. It's like the guy on the roof during the flood who prays and it's like, oh God, rescue me. And a guy comes by in a rowboat and says, hey, dude, get in. He's like, no, I prayed. God is going to save me. And then another guy comes by in a helicopter and drops down the thing. It's like, hey, I'm rescuing. He's like, no, you don't understand. I prayed and God is going to rescue me. So the guy dies and he's up at the pearly gates. He's like, yo, what happened? He goes, well, I sent the rowboat and the helicopter. What else was I supposed to do? Sometimes the supernatural can seem very, very natural. So I'm encouraging all of you today to step back, maybe become the observer. Look at things from the grand scheme of things, from all of energy and matter. Look at the kingdom from a scientific and physics, energy physics perspective, because I tell you, if it is the kingdom, it will completely agree with all true science and all true physics, because all the patterns are the same. That's what I found out in 30 years of research, testing, experience, experimentation, and of the fruit that we've gotten from our efforts. So I encourage you all today. I'm so excited to bring this information to you. It took me years and years to learn all of this, and I hope you're going to be stoked to maybe see things from a new perspective and open up new avenues of helping your pets enjoy the greatest quality of life they can, and maybe even for your family too. Okay, we're going to come back with Country Joe, our expert poultry farmer who's going to help you grow healthy food for your pets easily right after these messages. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we have with us Country Joe today, our poultry expert on organic poultry farming, so that you can learn how to easily grow healthy food that you know exactly where it came from. You know exactly what went into it for your pets. Country Joe, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
This is our Food Independence Hour, and we're helping you be independent of manufacturers that are getting their food from China. You don't know what's going into it so that your pets can have the best quality of life. Isn't that what you're all about, Country
yeah.
Joe?
And I do not only for pets, but for people, too. I'm really concerned about what's in the supermarkets and where it comes from and what's in it. And I'm a big label reader now. I never used to be, but, boy, I am now. And
Well, you know, Country Joe, my daughter even bought a chicken at an organic food store, which I will not mention the name, cooked it to death because we have already gotten salmonella from undercooked chicken before, mm-hmm. cooked it to death so the meat was falling off the bone. She still got a food poisoning and still ended up in the hospital for 3 days. And it's not because chicken carries all these germs. It's because of the factory farming practices and the food handling practices.
Exactly it. And that's why I'm very careful here. We always wash everything and the whole thing, but it's keeping the chickens clean, the farm clean, and yourself clean. And you'll go a long way that way. And
well, you can't keep them clean when they're on top of each other in cages. It's impossible.
That's exactly true. And, you know, that's why I'm a big advocate of free-ranging these things or cage-free as much as you can. You know, it's just a back-to-nature kind of thing. That's the way a chicken was intended to be, not kept in a cage. And it makes a big difference on the eggs. The chickens aren't stressed. You know, they do what they do naturally or should do naturally. And
absolutely.
And that's my whole thing, you know, when I raise my meat chickens for myself and everything, all of that stuff's in mind. And I basically do a lot of research, you know, how our pioneer ancestors did it, you know, and it always comes back to the beginning.
And yes, it does.
And it's just the right thing to do, you know, and I do a lot of that. And, you know, a lot of these chickens are GMO'd. So bad now that I'm just trying to go back to the heritage chickens, the originals, the old time deals, and that's my whole thing, you know, growing their own food or you know, which I do with the fodder.
And, yes, and what makes chicken farming really easy because it cuts down on the feeding costs. Growing the fodder is so inexpensive. Mm-hmm. It is one of the highest quality foods that your chickens could ever eat. And it also can be given to other animals. I have some friends that are doing aquaponics, and they feed it to their fish.
Yes. And, I do hydroponics here for myself.
Uh-huh.
And I absolutely love it. And of course, living here in Florida, we get to have vegetables almost year-round, you know. So that's a great thing. But in all of my leftover from my vegetables, my chickens, they'll eat everything.
They will, and it's good for them. It's so good for them to get a well-rounded diet, but also that green food. There's nothing mm-hmm. like it for building bones and mineral content. And so let's say I know that you told me a story, Country Joe, about some families in downtown Chicago that are actually chicken farming. Because a lot of people, they think, oh, well, you have to have a farm to have chickens. But really, to produce eggs for your own family, maybe not meat farming, but just mm-hmm. for eggs for your own family, healthy, fresh eggs that are not a month old when you get them, and you know exactly what kind of food that chicken is eating, can be done in small spaces. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Country Joe?
Yeah. The ideal situation, like I said, you know, we have friends that live in downtown Chicago and a lot of other cities that have done this. If you have even a small space in your backyard with a fence, you're good to go. Hens don't make any noise. I mean, they make about as much noise as a pigeon, you know, so you don't hear anything. And always get at least two hens. You know, one hen, they're like a flock type bird. They like to be with somebody. And they make excellent pets. If you start pampering these things when they're young, your chicken, life expectancy on a chicken, a lot of people don't realize this, but normal life expectancy on a chicken is 15 years, and some have lived to be 20 years old.
Wow.
And we don't think of that as you know, because, you know, chickens are, you think it's a quick deal, and it's really not. So, I mean, when you get a chicken or chickens, you can plan on having a long-term, you know, pet, not only producing eggs, and they'll produce eggs for about 3 to 5 years. In that area, and not every day. Don't plan on an egg every day. Like I say, you know, everybody says, "Oh, a chicken will lay an egg a day." Well, they don't. You know, they just don't. And like I say, if you get yourself two or three chickens, a foot and a half per chicken is what they recommend. I like to see them have a little bit more room than that, but they'll do okay in that. And if you have a small fenced-in backyard and a little house, probably like a double size of a doghouse, where they can go in and out at night and roost, and have a little roost bar in there, and one nesting box is all you need for three chickens. They like using the same nest, and you'll have eggs. And the feed is relatively cheap. You buy the organic feed. That now a lot of feed stores sell the organic feed grain, you know, non-GMO and the whole thing, and. Mm-hmm. You're good to go. I mean, you know, a little bit of facts, a little bit of background with chickens, and wow, you're going good. You know, you've got your own egg source here, and you know, like I say, 3-4 chickens will do a family of four just fine. You know, you'll have all the eggs you want for a while.
Plus, it's a super easy thing to grow the fodder for the chickens. Plus, it's a great project for the kids.
It is, and really, growing the fodder is fun for the kids too, because that's easy.
That's right. They can learn how to grow fodder and how to feed the chickens, and you can actually train your children to start becoming food independent now.
Yep.
And it's a science lesson, it's a social lesson, it's animal husbandry, it's learning to do some of the things that our society has lost track of and lost touch with. And I just read two articles last week that walking through the woods and working in your garden is showing it lowers blood pressure, it lowers kidney disease, it lowers all these are things we don't do anymore. So just having a couple chickens for the kids, not only you're going to give them healthier food, but they're going to have the joy of learning about how life works in the most basic, you know, classroom, your home.
Yeah.
Which really is the first classroom for children. Plus, it's fun. It's going to be fun for them. And chickens are low maintenance, aren't they, Country Joe?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And they're very low maintenance, and they're a lot of fun. And a chicken is just as friendly as a cat or a dog once you raise them up. I mean, they'll come to you, and they'll actually literally jump on you. And like I say, a hen doesn't make any noise. The roosters, well, now we're talking something else. But it's really funny, you know, when we talk about kids and chickens and stuff. And I get it from time to time. I'll get school tours. You know, people, small schools will say, can we come out and see the chickens and stuff? And I always love to ask the kids questions about chickens. And it's so surprising to know or to hear how little they know about chickens. And the first question I always ask, I'll say, how many eggs does a chicken lay a day? And the last kid that I had here is about 7 or 8 years old. He goes, oh, that's easy, a dozen. You know, and I said, why'd you come up with that? And you know, and of course, because that's the way they buy them in the store. You know,
right. So
they think
each chicken has its own carton that he fills up. Doop doop doop.
Yeah, and it's so funny. I mean, the things they think about chickens. You know, they had no idea. You know, brown eggs, white eggs, where a chicken comes from, how it, you know, anything about it. And I'm thinking, boy, that's sad. You know, it really is. I mean, the basics of our life, you know, our lifestyles now have changed so much that kids just grow up with video games and other things in their life and think nothing of where their food came from or, you know, or anything about it. And it's the same thing with adults. Now, I'll get people every now and then, older people that came through here, and they'll say, do you have any white eggs? And I don't. I just have all brown egg layers. And I'll say, well, no, why? And they'll say, oh, the brown eggs are just too strong. I can't eat them. And I laugh, I'll say, there's nothing other than the color. There is nothing in the difference of a brown egg to a white egg other than the color. Oh, no, the brown eggs are stronger.
Well, we have to take a really quick break, Country Joe.
Okay.
We're going to come back, and we have a mystery guest coming on right after this break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we have special guest, Country Joe, who is the captain of our food independence ship. And it's helping us learn how easy it really is to start producing healthy, pure food for your pets and your family right in your own home. So we were just talking, Country Joe, about how easy it is to really have a couple of hens that make no noise in a fairly small area, although the more area you give them, better. But because of neighborhood dogs, it's always best to have them in a fenced-in area. You don't want them just running around the neighborhood. You won't get your eggs then anyway.
That's right. You know, because everybody thinks chickens lay eggs at the same time every day, and they don't, but, you know, generally. And every day's an Easter egg hunt out here because, like I say, my chickens run on about an acre of land, and they'll find a little group of bushes, and I'll go in there, and, there's a bunch of eggs, you know, and the whole thing. So you don't want your chickens running loose around the neighborhood because everybody else or, you know, they'll probably take your chickens and keep them. So, but a small fenced-in backyard, what I do is I take my chickens, if you have, we'll say, like a four-foot fence, and I take a pair of regular scissors, and I'll cut their feathers on their wings so they can't fly.
Sure, just like they do to parrots and cockatiels.
Yep, it's just one quick clip, bang. You cut the flight feathers off, and you've got no problem. They don't jump over the fence. But if, you know, if they get their food there, they usually don't. But, you know, once in a while, they'll look on the other side of the fence. They can see through it, and over they'll go, you know. But if you get a 5 or 6 foot fence that they can't see through, the wooden stockade type fence, they'll stay right in your yard. And, you know, my chickens all now, you know, I have all wire fence, but they all stay in. I don't have any problem with them. But if you're living in a neighborhood, like I said, you've got a small fenced in backyard, wow, you've got an excellent source to have, you know, laying hens, and it's really fun. It's easy. It's really educational, but it's more fun to grow your own fodder. You can buy, and people will say, well, where do I buy the barley or whatever? You can go to any of the big stores and buy the sunflower seed, because sunflower seed, black oil sunflower seed is what you want. It's high protein. They sell that for bird food, you know, wild bird food and whatnot. And you take it home, you put it in a tray with holes in it, and you just spray water on it 3 or 4 times a day. It's not a big deal. You use plastic pans, and it sprouts up. And then within a week, you've got plants, which is high protein. Barley, I buy mine in a health food store, just whole barley and the same thing.
And just sprout them right there.
Yeah, and then you put it out for your chickens, and wow, you know, and like I say, your salad leftovers, you know, I rinse off if there's any dressing or anything, I rinse it off, and they'll eat the, you know, the cucumbers and the tomatoes, they eat it all, you know, it's really, so you have no kitchen waste with your greens, really.
Right. Well, also, I have a poster. You can take the top of an onion, half of a potato, and you can replant your kitchen scraps as well. So whatever the chickens won't eat, you can literally replant and start growing yourself on many different items. So that's fun, too. We'll definitely get that list for everybody. But the fodder thing, see how easy it is? And you could be providing for how much of their diet could be fodder?
Oh, God, well over half. Well over half, almost whole, you know, depending on how you do it. If you're going to feed exclusively fodder, you got to get oyster shell because they need that calcium to make an eggshell. They need 3 grams of calcium a day to produce an eggshell. So
then you just put that in bowls, or how do you spread it out in the scratch area?
Yeah, you just throw it in their food or whatever. I put it out in a big pan, and everybody will eat it, and they just naturally eat it. It's just a natural thing. Nature tells them to eat it, and they eat it. And so if you're just going to feed just greens, you have to add. But if you're going to feed a organic-based chicken grain, that already has the oyster shell
calcium
in it, you know,
in
the
it.
Calcium. Yeah, it already has that in there. So, but if not, it's the cheapest stuff to buy. I mean, I buy 50-pound bags of the stuff for like $10. You know, it's really, really cheap. 50 pounds will go the life of a chicken. You know, if you had 2 or 3, but you don't have to buy that much. You can buy it in pound bags or whatever at feed stores or that sort of thing. But there's not much to keeping chickens. It's very inexpensive. It really is.
Can you grow them on a concrete pad, or it's better to actually have dirt?
Dirt. You can, but I just love the dirt thing because they love to dig and lay in the dirt and give themselves sand bath and the whole
Plus
thing.
Plus they scratch and get their little bugs and stuff that they like to find.
Yep, and that's what I love. I just love that. And if you've got, you know, any plants or little flowers that are growing in the yard, they'll eat them. So, you know, that's the way they are. But they also eat all the bugs. They love to eat fleas, ticks. They'll eat all of that. You know, it's just amazing. You know, any little bug that'll run through the yard, they've got it.
Well, see, now the chickens can actually help with the flea problem. So instead of putting dioxin and chlorodane on your lawn so that your dog walks on it and then gets it inside his body through his paws,
right?
You can just have the chickens run around eating all the fleas and they won't have any fleas.
That's right. And they do. And they really do. And like I say, it's so educational, it's so a lot of fun. And, you know, if you want to mix them up, and there's some of these hatcheries, a lot of people say, well, where do I get chickens? Well, if you go to the bookstore, like, you know, Barnes & Noble or any of those, there's chicken magazines that just deal with backyard chickens. Matter of fact, there's a magazine out. Yeah, there's a magazine called Backyard Poultry, and it's made for just for people that want to have 2 or 3 or 4 chickens.
Chickens. Neat.
And it gives you all the tips and that sort of thing to do. And it's really fun because then you can read about other people like you that only have 2 or 4 chickens and they have little problems. They have a little column in there, you know, hey, my chicken's doing this. What do I do? And that's in there. And that's very educational. Kids will love it. They have kids' contests in these magazines and all sorts of things. And they do occasionally talk about growing fodder in the whole thing. And it's really educational, but what I was alluding to is they list the different hatcheries advertised in there where you can buy as few as 3 chickens.
Wow.
You don't have to buy a whole lot, you know, because a lot of people say, well, I don't live near a grain store. I can't get any chickens or I don't know anybody. Well, they mail them. They come right to the post office and you go to the post office and pick them up. That's how they do it. When baby chicks hatch, they put them in a box and they mail them, priority mail.
Wow. And they don't get hurt?
No, a baby chicken can live 3 days without from the time it's hatched without food or water because the last hour before they hatch, they suck the yolk into their stomach.
Okay. And so they just have a big, nice meal before they come out.
Right. So I get my chickens in 2 to 3 days, baby chickens, when I buy them from the hatchery. And, you know, like a lot of these hatcheries are way up north in Ohio and Minnesota. And they're down here, you know, in 2 to 3
Neat.
Days. Post office will call you up. Hey, your chicks are in, you know, and off you go, you know, if you're going to buy them that way. But it's just, you know, that'll be another story we'll do is just the proper way of getting your chicks and keeping your chicks. They have to be warm. They have to be in 98-degree temperature for, you know, about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go into this more next
yeah.
show
yeah.
because, actually, mm-hmm. we've got our special guest with us, Adam Baker, and he is an inventor of a product that really goes hand-in-hand with your chicken. It's called Soda Pup. And what you can do, because, ladies and gentlemen, not only is Country Joe an expert on you growing your own poultry, but he's got the best poultry you could ever want to eat or feed to your animals. And soon, as of this fall, he will be freeze-drying the poultry with the highest level freeze-dry technology. And you'll be able to use Adam's Soda Pup with Country Joe's chicken. And we're going to tell you how right now. Welcome, Adam. Are you with us?
I am. Hey.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And this is Country Joe, and we're here on the Food Independence Hour. But we understand that you have developed a really neat product for pet owners that I think can interface well with Country Joe's amazing chicken. Tell us a little bit about your product and what it is for the people.
Okay. Well, our product is called CanToy, and it is a natural rubber dog chew toy. And it is designed to fill with treats so that you can keep your dog entertained and slow down his eating. And it's just a way to keep him busy for him or her busy for hours on end.
And what's really great is you use real rubber.
We do, yeah. So, you know, rubber is a natural rubber is a great choice for a dog chew because, first of all, it's natural. If you're familiar with tapping a maple tree to make maple syrup, the process is very similar. So you score these trees that are grown in equatorial climates, and you're essentially tapping the latex out of the tree to make the compound that the treat is made of. So it's a natural product. It's sustainably harvested. It's non-toxic. It's biodegradable, perfectly safe and healthy for your dog. And it's chewy, which is really stimulating for a dog.
Sure, they need that, their teeth. So how did you decide to make a product like this? And it so it looks like a can. But it's actually made out of natural rubber, and then there's a little compartment where they can get the food out, correct?
Yeah, so it's actually inspired by a soda can. So when we were deciding to create a dog toy, we wanted to make something totally new, but we wanted it to be kind of recognizable and familiar to people. So we looked at popular culture and things that we use every day, and we thought that a soda can would be a great object because it's something that we have positive associations with. Everybody knows what it is, so that the consumer kind of instantly gets it when they see it. And it happens to be a cylinder, so it's a great shape to hold.
That's great. That's great. And so basically, how do they like if we had some of Country Joe's amazing freeze-dried organic chicken chunks, mm-hmm. and we wanted to put it in there, what would be the best way to do it? How do you do that? How do you use the product?
Well, it's really simple, actually. There's an opening on either end. One opening is quite small, where things won't fall through, and the other opening is a bit bigger. And then there are bands on the inside of the can toy. And so you just turn it upside down, and you put the treats on the inside. You could mix it with other things like, and don't take offense at this, Joe, but you could mix it with peanut butter to make it sticky, and you stick it inside there, and then you give it to your dog. It's quite simple. And then when the dog is done, it's easy to clean. You can stick it in the dishwasher. You can clean it with a bottle brush, whatever's easiest for you.
And so this helps them slow down with their eating. It also keeps them busy. So if you're out and about and you want them to behave, you might want to bring the soda pup along with you and with some treats inside, and they'll just sit down at your feet there and just work to get those good treats out, and it'll be a wonderful, wonderful way to keep them busy. And also, you put the treats inside, so you decide how healthy the treats are. And so what sizes does it come in, and where can people get one?
Well, so it comes in three sizes. There's a medium, a large, and an extra large, and we will be adding other sizes as well. But we cover ranges from zero, you know, puppies all the way up to about 95 pounds. And we sell the product with independent pet specialty retailers around the U.S. So if you go to any kind of independent store, not a big chain, you'll find the product there.
Well, you know, all the best products right now are in the boutique pet stores, and we always encourage our listeners to go there first. And
you know, the other thing I would just mention, because it's quite important to consumers these days, is the product is made in the United States. We manufacture in Colorado. So it's
high-quality,
safely manufactured, ethically made product.
Oh, we love it. It's green, it's local, and there's no toxicity. So, Adam, thank you so much for being on our show and sharing your neat product with our pet owners. And we really hope that everybody runs right out. And what's the website?
The website is www.cantoy.co.
Cantoy.co. Go to your boutique pet store and ask for the Cantoy today. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Country Joe, that sounds like a great place to hide some yummy organic chicken snacks.
It sure does.
We're all out of time, but please, can you tell the people how they can get a hold of your chicken and get a hold of you and what your website and contact info is?
Well, my big website's not up, but Cow Creek Farms Facebook. Can you go on cowcreekfarms.com?
Facebook.com/ Cow Creek Farm, C-O-W, Cow Creek Farms. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I have a little, you know, you can see a little bit of my farm on that one until my big website is done. And that's how you can see, you know, my chicks hatching and me growing fodder and the whole thing. And, I get a lot of people asking me, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And, you know, I answer them. So...
If someone has a question, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, email. You know, you go right there. Yeah, right there on Cow Creek Farms, and you email me there, and I'll answer. You know, usually.
Well, super. Well, Country Joe, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I always learn something, and very, very honored to have you as part of our food independence program for our pets and people. Mm-hmm. And so next week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Country Joe and the Easy Home Gardening System for your food independence and so much more so that you and your pets can go back to Eden and enjoy the simplicity of health and the beauty of our creation. Thank you so much, Country Joe. See you next week.
Okay.
And bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.